idea.
I wouldn't even begin to try and play those things. I'd just make a big mess of it.
So this is Crowngate Shopping Centre. Cranes Music are still showing their pianos, and this is James Bowden playing. And Andrew and I are sitting drinking coffee and enjoying it, even though it's a bit cold. It's indoors, but you get the draft from the bus station. It's really quite cold. It's when it was snowing, that was when it was freezing here.
Did Quincy have got any... Sorry, I'm going to speak.
You can speak.
I wonder if Quincy have got more business from this.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting idea. It won't make them any money.
Well, perhaps I should ask them if I can bring my keyboard and, you know, play outside here. Just because I'd enjoy it, you know.
Did anyone comment on you when you were playing?
I got an applause after I played a Whitney Houston thing.
Oh, that's good. I liked that one thing you did on Audioboo, that was good.
Which one was that?
I can't remember now. Oh God, let me jump. It was, I think you might have written it yourself.
Oh right. There's, did you hear the ones I did recorded on Tuesday?
Yeah, I think that might have been it.
Yeah. Bits of it I'd written and bits of it I haven't. Yeah. Stuff towards the end I'd written.
What was the first bit you played then?
No, that was Tori Amos. Very lovely song called Winter.
Ah, that's interesting. What album is that?
It's on Little Earthquakes.
I'll have to find that, because I thought it sounded a bit Tori Amos-esque.
It was, yeah. I don't know what this piece is. I should, but I don't. James will tell us. That's got a nice bass, that
it looks a very nice piano that he's on.
I could listen to him all day.
So
you can't just pinch it.
No. And it's quite old now as well.
Better to wait till you move, though.
Yeah, that's
all. Because otherwise you just have something extra to move, but
then I won't have any money, so that's a problem.
Oh, well, that's true. Wait till just after you've moved and you've still got a bit of money left before you've spent it all.
No, I won't have any money left when I move for you at all.
Oh, really?
No, it'll go on the house.
That man, that one's on the house. That means it's free.
Right. If only. It'll go on the mortgage.
That's what they say in the pub, isn't it? It's on
yeah,
the house.
Yeah, I know.
It's really silly.
Actually, the person who's standing there must have immense patience.
Oh. You would, yeah. Probably wearing a coat or something as well, because otherwise you'd get cold. Standing there all day. Did I tell you about my nice touch gloves I got from Talking of Cold? From Argos?
Yes,
five
you did,
quid.
Yeah.
Were you there when I bought them, actually? You were, weren't you?
I was, right.
I only found out afterwards you could get them for £1.50 from Primark.
Oh, dear.
They're probably not as thick, though. No. They're probably quite thin, and so these are probably better. That sounds vile.
What?
Strawberry coda or bubblegum? Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a hotel or something listening to the piano music.
It's lovely, isn't it? Mum's booked, I think, or going to book my hotel for.
You said about that. Yeah, you said about that
today.
You're gonna have a room on your own then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. and then they're going to book a room for the Saturday night concert they're going to come to.
Is that the first one?
Yeah, there's an opening service in the morning.
Yeah.
Which you might fancy coming to if you're free, because, you know, then you'd go home after and not have to worry about staying. I mean, if you did want to stay, you could, but you'd have to book it now because the hotels really do go.
I don't think I'm going to be staying there. What's that? What is it? July? End of July, isn't it?
Yeah, the last Saturday in July. That would be cruel, wouldn't it?
The what?
The minute waltz.
Oh, right, yeah.
At speed.
I need to make sure that he's alright, actually.
I think he's talking to them about the piano, isn't he? Mm. Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, find that winter song, it's really lovely.
Yeah. I've got that album as well, so. I've listened to a lot of Torrance recently on YouTube and stuff, like some of her other albums.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I've been discovering again quite recently, actually, is the Cranberries.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
I've had their albums for ages, but I just haven't really listened to them.
Still recording?
Yeah. Show the difference between James playing and people plonking. Yeah, I've really been enjoying some of. I don't like all their stuff, but some classic songs. But they're not necessarily the ones that were hits.
Mm.
I've got those album tracks, you know, that I like.
Well, was that song of Toremus is a hit or not?
Oh, probably not. No,
no, I don't think
it wasn't
right.
Really. Like bouncy and catchy enough for a chart hit, but ooh. I bet that's James.
Yeah, he's changed to a rose, I think.
Oh dear, so I wasn't very happy. That's the sort of sound they have on things like Whitney Houston songs, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
That's the percussion section.
Full glass of water, slap.
Yeah. All over the floor.
Yeah.
No, I know. When someone knocks a glass though at a really fast speed, that when it's full and it goes whoosh, it's such a cool noise. Have you got like a Yamaha keyboard or anything like that?
No.
You haven't? No. I wish I'd known that when I got rid of my old one, because, I mean, you might not have wanted it, but you might have done, but
yeah.
I gave it away.
I sold a PSR 300 ages ago.
Oh, mine was a bit better than that, but not that much, to be honest, so you probably wouldn't have wanted it then.
I need to get a nice one. I've it's just one of those things that's, I don't know, it's one of those things, I'm not sure whether, like, if I have a nice keyboard, whether my playing would improve or not.
It probably would, because you'd really enjoy playing. And
exactly.
you could wear headphones, so you wouldn't have to play in front of anyone.
Yeah.
Would you want like an organ one with like two keyboards or anything, or just normal? Like,
I used to have an organ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to play the organ at the church organ.
Mm. Well, yeah, I know. That's why I was asking. Yeah.
Those costs. Well, first of all, they're not really fashionable anymore for home use. You can't really get them.
Oh, right.
And secondly, they're very expensive. And thirdly, they're also, a lot of them, because they're so expensive, they've got, like, massive big touch screens on them and stuff.
Noel got this really old thing from a charity shop or something. Or no, actually, someone gave it to him. And he was like, oh, you'll want to play this, won't you? And I don't know how it... I think it might have had pipes inside it or something. But it was horrible.
Was it a reed organ? Was it a reed organ?
I don't know what it was. It was
Did you plug it into the electric?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, it was... I can't remember, but whatever it was horrendous. Yeah, I don't want that.
A reed organ, probably, it was.
I was like, oh, I thought you could play it. I was like, oh, no. It's horrendous. And it takes up loads of room.
To be honest with you... Yeah, and it's a reed organ. To be honest with you... I mean, I know this is really stupid, but I've thought about buying like a really expensive like Yamaha keyboard, like.
Well, those ones there.
Not a Tyros or something like that. Not like a Tavanova. I don't want to buy a Tavanova.
No, they've got one over there that isn't as well. Because I asked about that.
What was it? What was that?
Plug headphones into it. In fact, I've got an adapter thing if you wanted to try because.
What model was that? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm sure you could ask them that.
I'm not interested. I don't want it.
You don't want to look today.
No.
Because I know what it's like if you don't want people to hear you.
Yeah. I think it's just that everyone used to say that I'd be so good at piano and stuff, and they used to push me all the time to do piano, but it wasn't my main thing.
No.
So I sort of neglected it for ages, and then I started again in about 2002.
Mm.
And then from 2002 to about 2004, I got up to grade 4.
That's really good, though. But then I didn't do any music.
I didn't learn any brown music properly, so...
Maybe you don't necessarily have to.
You do have to if you want to do grade 5.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
They won't let you do the oral thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right. Well, I have a book somewhere. You can always borrow it if you're ever interested.
I don't think I'll ever do.
Real Music for Beginners.
I know, I used to have that book ages ago.
A nightmare book.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is
because braille music is just so flipping difficult when you first start it.
And also as well, I don't think I'd ever use it.
That's definitely James.
Yeah. It's interesting, you can hear his... I don't really want to record them myself saying it, it's on this thing. But it's interesting, you can hear his style of playing. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, you can definitely tell... a lot of people that it's them playing. I'm going to go and have a go in a minute.
Okay. They shut that place.
Well, Queen's shut at 5, so I don't know whether that means they go at 5. What time is it now, actually?
Half four. I'm trying to get the earlier bus, but I'm not going now.
What's the earlier? We missed it.
I missed it, exactly.
You missed it, look. Oh, but it's worth it to listen to James play, isn't it?
Yeah. Enjoy today?
I did, it was fantastic.
Good, yeah.
Lovely to see Arwen again.
Yeah, definitely.
Catch up. And it was lovely to see you two catching up with her because I talk to her a lot more than you two do and it was really nice.
Well, I mean, I talk to her a bit, but not as much.
Yeah, but she rings me a couple of times a week usually. Just because, you know, neither of us work and stuff, so you've got the time, you know.
I hope I don't have another week like this last week. That was an awful last week.
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
The best bit was the boat.
I know. Ooh. Oh dear.
That's not James.
Someone's a bit out of sequence, I think, there.
Oh, I remember being woken up one Saturday morning in Hillcrest. I was in the bedroom above the... Oh, James, did you want me in? That's funny.
You were woken up in the Hillcrest
by somebody playing Frère Jacques, but instead of starting on C, they started on F.
Oh.
but they didn't know about B flat. So it was, and they kept playing. Da, da, da. And then realizing it was wrong, and then starting again.
But they didn't. They kept starting from F.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Literally, this went on for half an hour.
It's a bit like this bloke doing the national anthem, wasn't it? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
La 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 la. It was so funny.
Oh, we shouldn't mock people, but
I know I can't do any better, so
I can.
I know, but it was just like
and he was going, ah, to the microphone. I should boo that moment. Because I've still got the recording.
Have you still got the recording?
Yeah.
Have you still got the recording where I put my chair leg? I think that was the same concert where
yes.
I put the chair leg on your leg.
I screamed like a proper soprano. Yes. And you laughed, you horrible man.
I did. I think I had a bit of a laughing attack.
Yeah. Yes, and then perhaps they're going to be future boos now.
And then you got me back a few months later by putting the coffee all over my lap.
Well, you see, now I could boo that as well, because I've got you going, shit!
It's just how it echoed around the room.
I know.
I think that was part of the surprise.
And then the floor went off.
It did, yes. Oh dear. I need to arrange a birthday thing with you and Dan and possibly Jodie.
Yes. Yeah. We could have. Would you fancy Mexican? If you fancy something
different.
Yeah,
that's fine, yeah. The only problem is the Chester's menu is a bit mammoth.
I wonder if it's online.
It could be. Well, I'll tell you what I could do. I could request it to be on the that app thing.
If it's not already. What's that app then? What app?
It's called Guide.
Guide for the Blind.
Have you finished your coffee?
Nearly. Well, no, not nearly actually, but I'm going to finish it.
Oh my god, this water's so cold, I can't drink it because I'm cold.
Oh dear. Oh, excuse me, how rude. Excuse me. Oh no, burping on the boo.
Yeah.
That sounds like bad bell ringing, but in a piano version.
Ring your peel tomorrow.
What time?
About 4 o'clock.
Oh, is that the one you're on about on Facebook? Did you find somebody there?
Just this morning.
Oh, I think I'll leave the rest of the coffee. It's nice, but I've had so much already to eat and stuff that I just think, well, no. But it is lovely. Hang on, I'll have a bit more.
It's water is like freezing cold.
I'll have it if you don't want it.
No, I need a drink.
You need a drink. Drink.
Oh. Sorry.
What on earth are you doing?
I just smashed the ice everywhere. It's really quite hard to do this.
That made a fantastic noise.
I think the ice stuck to the side of the glass and just went everywhere.
So how did you actually do that?
I'm not sure. Oh dear.
So hang on, you must have tipped it.
I must have tipped it somehow, but I don't know quite how.
Well, drinking that ice won't be a problem for you now. Right, let's start a new boo, shall we? On that note.